Well, in Southern California, advocacy groups say there has been an uptick in anti-Muslim incidents since the shootings in San Bernardino. Mosques have been vandalized, and there have been threats of physical violence against Muslims. Muslim high school students are having a range of experiences, as Adolfo Guzman Lopez from KPCC reports.
After the San Bernardino shootings, Leila Almariadi, an observant Muslim, worried about what kind of reaction would be waiting for her 15-year-old daughter when she went to school the next day.
Sometimes the adults in our lives will make comments or assumptions about things because they're in that position of authority and they can talk to the issue, and then that puts the kids on the spot as well.
Jinan Almariadi walks up, dressed in the plaid skirt that's the uniform of a private all-girls school near Los Angeles. Neither Jinan nor her mom wear a hijab. Her friends, Jinan says, helped her get through the first days after the San Bernardino shootings.
To be honest, a lot of friends were actually very supportive and telling me, you know, why they never assumed that I would be a terrorist or anything like that, or any Muslim, as a matter of fact.
Her religion class teacher opened up a discussion about Islam and the Quran. Most of the students looked to Jinan for answers.
At first, it was very overwhelming because I felt like I was representing the whole Muslim community, and that's a lot to have on your back.
But she embraced it as an opportunity.
In order to break stereotypes and what people usually think of American Muslims.
Some Muslim students are not having such a positive experience at school. Formal complaints from Muslim students alleging harassment after San Bernardino have been filed with the local chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. They've come from a number of schools in the L.A. area.
My name is Hassan Masalmani. I'm 14 years old. I'm in ninth grade, and I'm just, like, interested in aviation.
Hassan's family is devout Muslim, but they still celebrate Christmas as an American holiday. Red stockings, one for each of the five kids, hang over the fireplace, and a Christmas tree nearly touches the ceiling. But the festive mood changed 6 days after the San Bernardino shootings. Hassan's auto shop teacher at Claremont High School was talking to a visitor just before class. Hassan says he walked out of the class so he wouldn't interrupt the conversation.
As I go outside, he calls me and he tells me, come back inside. In a very loud voice, as I walk back in into my desk, as I'm walking to my desk, he tells me, quit acting like a terrorist and sit down.
The teacher, Hassan says, then turned to the visitor and said,
This kid right here, he wants to go to Florida and become a pilot. And his sarcasm waned, he was laughing.
After school, he told his mother, Samira El-Sayat, as soon as he got in the car.
I'm like, what? Get out now. We're going down to the office. So I went straight to the office. I want to talk to the principal. The principal's in the meeting right now. I want to speak to the cops.
The principal told her he'd investigate what happened. But now when he goes to school, Hassan heads to the principal's office instead of auto shop.
Why would I want to be in a classroom with a teacher that is making fun of me of what I want to be when I'm older and my race?
In an email, the school's principal says the incident was handled according to school district policies, but he wouldn't give details because, he says, it's a personnel matter. Hassan's mother isn't happy with the way it was handled. She doesn't want the teacher fired. She just wants him to know how hurtful his words were.
Because we're thinking our kids are going to school as if they're going to their family. The teachers are their parents.
Samira El-Sayat says it's important to keep schools free of prejudice so that her son and other students like him can study in an atmosphere free of the kind of animosity against American Muslims that appears to be growing. For Here and Now, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.